This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
All depositors at failed Silicon Valley and Signature banks will get all their money back today. I'm David Brancaccio. President Biden has just spoken about the failure of Silicon Valley Bank and what it means for the broader financial system. Biden worked to convey the message, your money is safe.
Look, the bottom line is this. Americans can rest assured that our banking system is safe. Your deposits are safe. Let me also assure you, we will not stop at this. We'll do whatever is needed.
Biden also said that no taxpayer money would be used to bail out the banks, and investors in the bank itself, separate from depositors, will not be protected. Quote, they knowingly took a risk, and when the risk didn't pay off, investors lose their money. That is how capitalism works, unquote. The FDIC and the Federal Reserve over the weekend took the dramatic steps of making all depositors whole at SVP and the other one, Signature Bank. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore is here with more on the emergency policies.
So normally, the FDIC only insures $250,000 in an account. That is nothing for a company. So these startups, these CEOs I talked to have been distraught, worried they could not make payroll, worried they could not pay back loans, pay the rent. What the FDIC did is say, okay, we will actually cover all the accounts, even the uninsured parts. Everyone will get their money today. That's Monday. Aaron Cravens is CEO of a startup called Revel Pharmaceuticals. They're working to treat a lot of aging-related diseases with novel enzymes. They had 95% of their assets at SVB.
I think it would have impacted, you know, thousands of jobs. It was a huge relief, I think, to myself and probably a lot of other, you know, companies that will be able to continue making payroll and covering our expenses.
All right. Now, $250,000 is how it usually works. How can the FDIC change the rules to cover everybody?
Yeah, they can only do this under very special circumstances. Here's Eric Gordon, professor at University of Michigan's Ross School of Business.
They have special powers if failing to do that will create systemic risk to the banking system. That is, that the runs will be contagious, that banks all over the country will fail. So it's like the antibiotic of last resort.
Now, most banks did not have the same exact vulnerability as Silicon Valley Bank. It was really an outlier in how it was structured. But here are the issues. One, we're talking about the bank for the startup world. This, like, the cradle of future innovation, if you will. Two, it's connected not just to startups here, but to startups around the world, in the UK, for example. Three, many banks do have a lot of money in government bonds whose value has fallen, even if they are much more protected from this risk than Silicon Valley Bank. So it's still a source of anxiety.
So how are we paying for making all the depositors whole?
Yeah, the FDIC, the Treasury, the Fed are all very explicitly saying the taxpayer will not be on the hook for this. So it's going to use FDIC insurance money and a special assessment on the healthy banks, basically a fee to help cover the difference.
Now, SVB in California, with all those tech companies, maybe a special case, as you say. We also saw the FDIC take over another bank this weekend called Signature, based in New York, and other banks may be holding bonds that, since interest rates have been rising, are worth less than the banks paid for the bonds. What are regulators doing to calm depositors more generally?
Yeah, this is where the Fed comes in. So the Fed has said, banks, if you, for whatever reason, need to sell your bonds that have lost value, just take a loan from us. We'll loan you what you paid for those bonds. You won't have to record a loss. You won't have to freak anyone out, and you won't have to pay them back for a year. Patricia McCoy is a professor of law at Boston College.
Here, the Fed issued a press release saying every bank can avail itself of these discount window loans. And the implicit suggestion is, and we want you to take out these loans soon. Do it.
So that's the big idea here. Basically, make it so no bank has to deal with the same problem SVB did, even if that problem materializing was unlikely. And this is just to prevent panic.
Marketplace's Sabri Benishor, thank you.
Very welcome.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Several forces pushed Silicon Valley Bank off that cliff. Here's economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives.
Good morning.
This is a very sobering reminder that after all those years with very low interest rates, when the Fed switched gears to fight inflation, it was a sea change.
Yes. We had many years of very low interest rates, and then we saw a very quick move last year. So this is an example of some of the weaknesses that very rapid shift to higher rates expose.
We have to remind ourselves that the way banking works is they don't have all the money at the ready of everyone who's ever put a dollar in for a deposit. They invest that money, and sometimes it takes a while to give you their money back. I guess that's a system what? It's based on a kind of trust.
Trust and confidence, yes. A reserve system where you only have to keep a fraction on hand, at its very core is trust. And when that trust goes away, it can go away very quickly. That's what we saw. It's a bank run. And that's, I think, why regulators acted so quickly. They don't want this to spread to other institutions.
Because other banks will have bonds they bought in years past that if they needed to sell them in a hurry, they would have to sell them at a loss.
Yes. That aspect of the situation is not unique, and so we don't want people to worry about that. These are good bonds. They will pay out. These are treasury bonds. These are mortgage bonds. There's nothing to worry about in terms of their credit quality. This is not a solvency problem like 2008.
Economist Julia Coronado also teaches at the University of Texas, Austin. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
People buy government bonds during uncertain times. Plus, Goldman Sachs predicted today that because of the banking mess, the Federal Reserve will no longer raise interest rates next week. This means bonds are soaring today, pushing the 10-year interest rate down to 3.5%. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.